Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four former Minneapolis police officers charged for the death of George Floyd are due in court today. Derek Chauvin, the most seriously charged, with second and third degree murder and manslaughter. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes during an arrest on May 25th. Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Bob Kroll says a quarter of that city's police force is now considering either quitting or retiring.
An officer did a horrific thing, but you don't get to paint the whole department with that same brush. That's stereotyping in the worst way.
A U.S. House panel is to hear today from some of the people who were cleared from a park across the street from the White House just before President Trump posed for photos holding a Bible outside a historic church. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
One man is dead, another is critically injured after a shooting at Seattle's so-called Capitol Hill Organized Protest, or CHOP. Seattle police say the shooting happened at about 3 a.m. near 12th Avenue and Pike Street there. Two men rushed to a hospital. One of them died shortly after arrival. It's not yet clear what led to the shooting. It's the fourth shooting to strike the protest zone within the past 2 weeks. At least 11 people are dead after gunmen attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange in Karachi this morning, and the dead include police officers and security officials. The stock exchange chief telling reporters that four people came in from a parking lot, threw a grenade at the main entrance of the building, and then started shooting. Police shot and killed the attackers, the stock exchange director saying that they were wearing uniforms that looked like police uniforms. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Some hand sanitizers marketed in the U.S. but made in Mexico reportedly have toxic ingredients that are causing people to die. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Three people in New Mexico have died, one has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Company officials with Walmart say they're taking action after a deadly shooting at one of their distribution centers in California over the weekend, the company releasing a statement about the deadly incident at the Walmart warehouse in Red Bluff, which left one person, as well as the gunman, dead. Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillon, says the company is heartbroken by the death of team member Martin Harrow Lozano, so the warehouse is going to be temporarily closed, and all associates working there will continue to be paid. And jazz musician Freddie Cole has died at 88. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. While you're there, by the way, you may notice at the top, we have a new phone number, 833-BML-RANT, 833-BML, as in Bill Martinez Live, BML-RANT. Give it a call. Get it off your chest. I know a lot of things are bugging you, and understandably. And the worst thing you can do is just carry this frustration inside of you. I mean, this is what we're hearing time and again, especially in light of the cultural war we're in the midst of, and you know, issues with the coronavirus, people not wearing masks, some people wearing masks, all this going on, information, some fake information, whatever it is. I mean, it's from your heart to ours. Get it off. It's important to do that. Dan Crenshaw in his book Fortitude talks about how even Navy SEALs had to, you know, blow off some steam. I mean, look, it's a natural human condition. So here's your outlet. 833-BML-RANT. Get it off your chest. Let us know how you feel about it. Adam Andrzejewski is with us right now. Yes, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Hey, Mr. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
Great. Great, Bill. Thanks for having me on the program today. Thanks for your interest in our efforts.
Always. I mean, look at you are fighting on behalf of the American people. I mean, we say we want to get this country back on track. And if we do, then it has to be connected to a North Star of reason and responsibility. And what our governments have done to us, because while we weren't looking and we trusted them, they've been running amok. I mean, for example, your latest report and why Seattle and their police department is in so much trouble.
Well, obviously, the jazz protesters, they took over a portion of the city, the autonomous zone. And so we dug into how Seattle actually spent, the city spent taxpayer money in 2019. Obviously, in 2019, this was before coronavirus. This was before jazz. This was before George Floyd. So how did the money flow? And we just, I mean, only in Seattle, Bill, do tree trimmers make $160,000 a year.
Yeah.
We've never seen anything like this from top to bottom. I mean,
exactly. And like you say, when you look at the top, Adam, I mean, it's no wonder. I mean, $100,000, what, $160,000 a year is chump change compared to what people at the top are being paid. And this is a Democratic run state, by the way, right?
Totally. The city is totally democratically run. And it has moved harder and harder to the left in recent years. So you got the chief librarian out earning nearly every single federal bureaucrat at the National Archive and the Smithsonian Institution making almost $198,000. You got electricians making up to $275,000, electrical line workers making up to $310,000, And police officers last year made up to $414,000. And they fled the East Precinct. They didn't even hold their precinct.
Mm. Yes. Well, I guess maybe they needed to be spending $500,000. You know, $414,000 just wasn't enough. I mean, this is unsustainable. I mean, it's no wonder. And what we're hearing from these Democratic blue state governors and officials, city officials and state officials, is they're underwater. And so they want to take advantage of, you know, Nancy Pelosi has been able to open up the vault, and they see gold in them, our hills, and they want to get their grubby hands on that gold, right? The people's gold.
Well, that's right. There's 601 city employees in Seattle that out-earned the mayor, and she earned nearly $200,000. And she out-earned, the mayor out-earned 49 out of 50 state governors. The only one she didn't out-earn was Gavin Newsom in California, who made $202,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be subject to change. But, you know, this is what the Democrats do. They know how to spend money. That's a proven fact. And they've put their state in peril. So now what's going to happen here?
So the city council, you know, they're moving to scale back the funding of the police department. So, you know, I mean, in this data, we looked at the city council. So the one that earned the most money last year, she's a city councilwoman elected at large, so across the entire city. The ones that are elected in the districts are supposed to make more money, but no, she earned $131,000 last year. She's a former AFL-CIO labor lobbyist. And look, in the states, the General Assemblies, New York has the most highly compensated General Assembly at $130,000. So this labor activist, elected in 2017 to the Seattle City Council, out-earned the most highly compensated state legislature in the country, and that was New York.
Why do they think they need to spend this kind of money? What has gotten into their mindset to make this acceptable?
It's a gross misallocation of taxpayer resources. The reason that you've got police officers making over $400,000 is that they have a lack of headcount in the police department. They don't have enough officers on the street. They haven't trained enough police officers to go on the street. We saw this in Chicago during the Rahm Emanuel administration when the shootings were spiking up to 20,000 shootings a year in the city of Chicago because Emanuel had scaled back the headcount of the police force. And then you had all this overtime being piled up. So it was a misallocation of taxpayer resources. You had shootings and tons of overtime, but not enough officers on the street. You've got the same thing in Seattle. You've got people taking over chunks of the city. You've got an understaffed police department, so the men and women that are on the police force have to work all kinds of overtime and rack up huge taxpayer costs. You need more headcount. You need less overtime. You need a properly run department.
So that's how Ron Morgan Willis, that you note on your website, an officer, and when I first saw officer, I thought, oh, not a regular patrol officer, but he's mounted up such overtime, so much overtime, that he was compensated in 2019, fiscal year 2019, to the tune of $414,543. So that's how that happens.
Right. So you had the top 10 police officers in the Seattle Police Department make between $304,000 and $414,000 last year. You got to hire more officers. You got to put more officers on the street. You got to hold law and order. It's throughout the entire city, though. It's not even, it's not exclusive to the police department. We found 22 truck drivers, Bill. They made between $100,000 and $137,000 last year. You got street pavers who did even better. Seven of them earned up to $145,000. And like I said, you got tree trimmers. We found three tree trimmers in the city of Chicago made between $130,000 and $160,000. I've never seen anything like that. A couple of years ago, we found eight tree trimmers in the city of Chicago made up to $110,000, and it was big news here.
Yes.
You got tree trimmers in Seattle making up to $160,000.
How does this happen?
You know, it is a horribly, horribly mismanaged city workforce. And this is why our founders feared government. Government, does, you know, they're not subject to market forces. They don't go out of business. You got the tree trimmers making $160.
Well, is this union-driven, or is this just philosophically driven? It is all union-driven, and so they're making a ton of pension and welfare, sidebar agreements as well. So
absolutely.
And meanwhile, the people in Seattle are the ones that are carrying the freight on this. And get ready, ladies and gentlemen, there's more coming your way. We've got more from Adam after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I don't know if you caught this yesterday or not, but Kim Strassel, I thought, had some insight. She says she's convinced that when she hears the Democrats complaining you know, about Republicans, it's the very thing that they themselves are guilty of. Well, no doubt. I mean, that is called projection, as Bill Federer would share with us and has shared with us many times. You know, I know I am, but so are you. Remember that as a kid, Adam Angieski? Your friends would say to you, I know I am, but so are you. I mean, this is what the Democrats do. It's that art of projection and distraction, you know, that they have been able to get away with for so long. And why Main Street America is so ignorant of even the history and watching Black Lives Matter. We know it's an assault on our culture and on our history to watch Black Lives Matter go on the streets and start tearing down these monuments that are, I believe, teaching lessons. These are benchmarks of our history. What do you think?
So it's outside the mission to open the books.com on the financials. But look,
yes,
you know, we got to be very judicious with this. And in a crisis, when you make decisions in a panic, you know, oftentimes those decisions are not the best for the future of the country. Look, the big public policy fight with trillions of dollars at stake is going to come down the pike here in July. Mm-hmm. And in July, Congress is going to debate the HEROES Act, which is a $3 trillion coronavirus aid and stimulus bill and bailout bill. Again, a big component of that is $500 billion. I mean, these numbers are incredible, Bill.
Right.
To bail out state governments. And one of the governments asking for a bailout is right there, District of Columbia, Washington,
exactly.
D.C., they want $3.2 billion of quote-unquote bailout from Congress.
And that's just for starters, because as we know, the House last week decided to vote on making D.C. the 51st state of the Union. Well, if that happens, I mean, we're no longer talking billions. I think we'd be lucky to talk billions at that point, right?
Well, I mean, it's incredible. It flies in the face of what the founders intended for the capital city, not to be a state. It's a district for a reason.
Right.
And look, here's what our auditors found. We published this at Forbes. Why Washington, D.C. is in trouble. They want a $3.2 billion bailout from Congress, and we found that the mayor out-earns every governor already, that council chairman out-earns every member of Congress except Nancy Pelosi. The Metropolitan Police Chief out-earns all four-star generals in the U.S. military. Their public school superintendent out-earns the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Education. Their Parks and Recreation Chief in Washington, D.C. out-earns the Secretary of the U.S. Department of the Interior. That's an agency that manages one-fifth of all land in America. Their library director in Washington, D.C., out-earns all federal bureaucrats at the National Archive and the Smithsonian Institution. Their city council out-earns every single state legislature across the entire country, and vastly so. So look, Bill, if they become a state, if they adopted a state pay scale, all of them in Washington, D.C. would take a substantial pay cut.
You think they're gonna stand for a pay cut? That ain't gonna happen.
No, of course it's not gonna happen. Yeah. It would be pay on steroids.
Yes. Well, you see, and what you continue to point out to our benefit and to our shock all at the same time at Open the Books, Adam, is that, you know, our government is run amok. It's been this way for a long time. And because it's other people's money, it's not their money. And for some reason.
You mentioned this at the outset of your show, and
yes,
it is the proper frame, and it's a frame that I've adopted over the last couple of years as well. We've been asleep at the switch. We've been with our families and our businesses and our churches and our communities, and it's the local municipal units of government that are running wild in this country. And you and I can complain about our nation's capital, and rightly so. I mean, they are spending money like water right now and racking up a massive debt that's going to be on the backs of our children, grandchildren, and future generations. However, it's that way because we're not paying attention where we live. Where we live in our own backyards across this entire country, that's the farm team. We're not holding them accountable, so then they go off to Washington, D.C., and it's business as usual.
Exactly. And that paradigm has been set. It's well established, and meanwhile, just like you said, you know, we the people just keep voting them back into office, so quit complaining. and just to realize that you're serving their needs, they're not serving us. This is what elite politicians do.
Yes. There's a ray of hope in the Washington, D.C. payroll. We found lifeguards in Washington, D.C. Their top-earning lifeguard last year made $16,000.
So
that's pretty good news, Bill, because as you know, in L.A. County, Los Angeles County, the lifeguards we know make up to $365,000. So at least in Washington, D.C., they're only making $16,000.
You see, I think that we should, you know, that to me should be easily cut in Southern California and just let the people that get saved, you know, from the torrents over there, you know, just let them tip. Let them tip the, you know, you're going to have a tip jar for, for the lifeguards there.
Well, in Seattle, there's another ray of hope in Seattle. The lifeguards only made up to $50,000. The top-earning lifeguard in Seattle made $50,000 last year. So this just proves, even in liberal meccas like the city of Washington, D.C. and the city of Seattle, the lifeguards can make, you know, a lot less money than $365,000, like L.A. County.
Well, but what you're stirring up is a revolt here amongst lifeguards now. You know that. Because they're going to be in revolt and thinking, hey, look, at now that they know the city administrators are being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the librarian, and is like, look at, you know, she's handling the Dewey Decimal System. I mean, here we are dealing with life and death and saving people, and you're paying us chump change? That's not good.
Well, I mean, even in Washington, D.C., we found that the routine pay for a crossing guard is $70,000 a year.
Wow.
I mean, I just found that outrageous. Their director of alcoholic beverages made up to $200,000. City administrator knocked down $307,000 last year in Washington, D.C.
How often do you guys have to paint the walls there to open the books when your heads explode when you go over numbers like this? I mean, you see
loud
and clear.
Cynical.
Yeah. You know,
we're pretty cynical.
You can't help but be. But, you know, when you look at this reality, I mean, it's like, wait a minute, wake up, America. This is what's happening to your country. And this is why, you know, also could very well be behind this whole defund police thing. Let's go ahead and let's defund police because, we're going to create such a roar about defunding police that the federal government's going to have to step in and they're going to have no choice but to write us a check, right?
Well, I think, you know, you always have to follow the money on these things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, law and order and security in this country is a big issue. And if you start to rip and tear and shred at that fabric, if you can create chaos into the breach, these anarchists and these liberals, they think they're going to step. And so we have to, this is a very, very, very seminal moment in the country. We've got to watch this very, very closely.
Now, you also reported on the perks, the member of Congress, and we've known it for a long time. I mean, they continue to, they're up to their elbows in perks here. Give us a real quick summary. We've got about a minute and a half left here.
So if Nancy Pelosi retired today, she's going to get a lifetime pension payout between the taxpayer-guaranteed pension and Social Security of $130,000 a year. Nancy Pelosi discloses on her disclosure she's worth up to $72 million. Why? Why, Bill? Our taxpayers footing lifetime pension payouts for our career public servants when they're worth millions of dollars.
Yeah. And how much money did she collect on her side of the ledger as a result of her being a member of Congress? We can't study that, though, can we?
All that pension payout is not subject to disclosure. So we're only guessing based on formulas because we, the people, we don't get to see it. It's not subject to the Freedom of Information Act.
Right, of course. And we know for many years, she became the queen of insider trading, right? It's only been the last two or three years of insider trading that they finally decided to say, well, we can't do that sort of thing. But, how many millions of dollars over the years in her career in office has she generated off of insider trading just alone?
We're going to look into that. That's a very, very interesting angle.
Without a doubt. I mean, talk about, their complaint about quid pro quo. This goes on in line with what Kim Strassel had to say. Adam Angieski from OpenTheBooks.com. That's where you go for more information. Thank you, Adam.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discounts. standpoints. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four former Minneapolis police officers charged for the death of George Floyd are due in court today. Derek Chauvin, the most seriously charged, with second and third degree murder and manslaughter. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes during an arrest on May 25th. Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Bob Kroll says a quarter of that city's police force is now considering either quitting or retiring.
An officer did a horrific thing, but you don't get to paint the whole department with that same brush. That's stereotyping in the worst way.
A U.S. House panel is to hear today from some of the people who were cleared from a park across the street from the White House just before President Trump posed for photos holding a Bible outside a historic church. And this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you know where to go, BillMartinezLive.com. Well, according to the Centers for Disease Control, 1 in 4 U.S. adults, 61 million Americans, have a disability that impacts major life activities, including the workday commute. Now, prior to the pandemic, the disability community advocated to work from home as a reasonable accommodation. It was often denied. Companies also experienced challenges implementing large-scale teleworking capabilities. Well, since then, ongoing stay-at-home orders in many U.S. states and cities have normalized working from home and modified work schedules. Managers are seeing that being in the office is not the only path to collaboration and creativity. The new workplace environment is a silver lining that may create employment opportunities for people with disabilities. Now, the American and Disabilities Act became law in July of 1990, and the 30th anniversary of the ADA celebrates progress in access and inclusion. And for decades, the disability rights movement has fought for equality and accessibility. And throughout history, people with disabilities have helped shape a universal future. And the No Barriers Summit, which is a two-day experiential event, is seeking to empower people to break through barriers and provide connections to employment and financial health opportunities. And here to tell us all about it, with is David Cherna. He's back with us from No Barriers USA. He's the executive director based out of Fort Collins, Colorado. And from the Bay Area of California, Kathy Martinez back with us, disability and accessibility strategy for Wells Fargo. Kathy and David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great to be here again.
Well, David, I gave a brief outline about the No Barriers Summit. Tell us more and, the new things we can expect this year.
Yeah, well, the summit this year, for the first time in its nearly 20-year history, is all virtual. So what that means for your listeners is that everyone can go participate. They can go and hear our speakers, watch our performers, get activities, learn from the lessons. And what this event is it's an opportunity to rediscover what we call your invincible self. And there's perhaps no better time than right now to realize that we're all facing big struggle. And we need a little bit of hope and optimism and maybe a kind of a pathway forward for how, in the midst of great adversity, we can have an attitude that says we can get through this. And the No Barriers Summit is all about discovering that what's within you is stronger than what's in your way.
Well, Kathy Martinez, I'm glad you're back with us. Last time you really touched a lot of people that had inspiring comments. They were really appreciative of your story. Share your experience with your disability for our audience once again, if you would, please.
Sure, and great to be back. Thanks for having us back again. So I was born blind, and so that means that I have grown up with my disability. So to me, being disabled is normal. That's a very different experience than somebody who acquires a disability. So my experience has been relatively, positive, I would say. I had parents who expected a lot of me, and I grew up in a family with lots of siblings. So, you get kicked around a little bit, which is good for the spirit, I think, and good to build resiliency. After I graduated from high school, my rehab counselor didn't want for me to go to college. He wanted me to be employed in a lock factory, which I did for about a year. And I decided that that wasn't really where I wanted to be for the rest of my life. So I put myself through college, and I went on to work. And currently I am working at Wells Fargo.
Wow. What a neat opportunity and a storyline here, Kathy. Share with us your experience as a person who has used accommodations in the workplace. How did that work for you?
So, typically, in my job, I lead our disability and accessibility strategy. So that means that my job is primarily information-oriented, as are many jobs at the bank. That means I'm constantly writing things. I have to answer emails. So my accommodation is a program that reads the text on the screen. It's called a screen reader, and elevates the speed in which it reads. Because I get approximately 200 to 300 emails a day, and so I have to be able to respond in a timely manner. And the accommodation that I get sometimes that includes. It definitely includes my screen reader, and sometimes it includes assistance from other people. For example, if I have to develop a PowerPoint document with lots of information on it, the screen reader really helps me do the job. I could not do my job without it. I could not do it in a timely manner without it. So it really levels the playing field, so I'm able to contribute, I'm able to work, I'm able to participate in the economy, and be a part of the culture
exactly.
In my workplace.
Yeah. And Wells Fargo and your fellow employees benefit from your brilliance as a result. That's excellent. David, how has the pandemic created employment opportunities for people with disabilities?
I just want to mention that No Barriers benefits from Kathy's brilliance as well, because she's such an amazing supporter of our organization. But in terms of your actual question, the pandemic has created a situation where we're all working from home, and for the most part, most of us are working from home. And what this means is, actually the number one request from people with disabilities for accommodations is the ability to have a flexible work schedule and the ability to work from home. And here we all are having to do that and realizing that, well, my goodness, we can actually get our jobs done and perform well. And so what this is doing is it's raising awareness for our nation and for the world that there are lots of ways you can get your work done. And because of this, it's opening a doorway for people with disabilities who have long advocated for the ability to have flexible work schedules and to work from home to actually be seen as, you know, a viable candidate for a position, whereas they may need that in order to handle what their situations are, and others may just want it. Now it's become more of the norm, and so our hope is that this can create a really positive situation for people with disabilities to have more access to employment opportunities.
Well, this is really expanding, the whole skill set opportunity of employees, especially those with disabilities, to be very effective. Expand, if you would, on the benefits of full inclusion by doing this, David.
Yeah, well, I think that the benefits of full inclusion are so many. Like, when you think about how do you solve a complex problem, for example, when I have a complex problem in our business, I want to get the best and most diverse minds in the room so that we can come up with a creative solution to it. And if you don't have a diverse workforce, you're getting a one-track look at the problem and the solution. And so one of the benefits is that diversity of ideas and their approach. Another benefit is an attitude. When we look for employees, and when I talk to big companies who I work with, they look for employees with the right mindset as much as the right skill set.
Exactly.
People with disabilities have this mindset of resilience and adaptability and the ability to put teams together who are going to solve complex problems. And so it's really the new norm, I think, is what it should be in workforce development.
Yeah, one of the fallout benefits of this whole experience. Kathy, as I mentioned, this is the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. For someone like yourself, how meaningful is this anniversary, and why should organizations prioritize disability-inclusive culture?
So the ADA is definitely turning 30, and it has really changed the physical aspects of our society. So we know ramps are common, we see Braille on elevators, websites have to be made accessible so that people like me can shop and get money out of ATMs. You know, one thing for me, the ADA means that I can be a lot more independent. Before the ADA, I was completely unable to get my own money out of a bank ATM. I was completely able, if I wanted to read a recipe that wasn't in Braille, without the help of somebody that can see.
Where can our listeners go for more information, David? I'm going to give you the last word.
Yeah, they can go to nobarriersusa.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Many listeners to the Amakugu Evangeli program in Zimbabwe are finding hope in Jesus thanks to programs recorded in the languages they were born to speak. Since 1983, the Tide Ministry has worked to reach the many potential believers in Zimbabwe. And even though Zimbabwe has been fairly extensively evangelized, there are still many who need to hear the gospel message. From the regular feedback we receive from listeners, many are hungry to learn more about Jesus. Listen to just a few of their heartfelt sentiments. One wrote, "Your preaching blessed me and I learned a lot." Another said, "I heard the word. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior." And finally one said, "Your messages lift my soul."
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is leading people in Zimbabwe and other countries into a heartfelt relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, we're serious up to our elbows in all this. As you can imagine, if we're going to get this country back on track, we need everybody's help. It's not for the faint of heart. But Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family's Plugged In Department. Adam, I mean, this is really a culture war of culture wars. I think it's all coming to a head. And it shouldn't be any big surprise, number one, for people. And number two, to realize that, you know, we've got to resolve this issue, whether it's people of faith and Christians being attacked or other institutions that are in the crosshairs of whether it's anarchists or people that don't know better. People that do know better have to speak up and help people find the way here. Otherwise, this chaos will continue. What do you say?
Oh, I think so, definitely. I mean, I think that we're in a moment that is not just blowing over.
Yes.
It seems like we've reached a tipping point where the demands for cultural change from the progressive left, they're not going away. And mm-hmm. So the question is, what do we do about it? You know, Bill, you know, I'm kind of a news junkie and I read all the time, and I was sobered this weekend just reading a number of stories related to everything that's happening in our culture right now. And, mm-hmm. And it strikes me that the posture I need to strike is one of prayer, you know, mm-hmm. one of asking God to intervene, to heal our land, is the verse, I think, in First or Second
Chronicles. Second Chronicles 7:13-14.
Right. You know, that I confess that I probably, like a lot of people, I'm probably guilty of being too complacent. And mm-hmm. I think we're at a cultural moment where we can't take anything for granted anymore, and that everything is up for grabs.
Right.
And everything is at stake here. And, you know, I think that the other thing that is really important is that the cultural left fights the battle on the battlefield of power. You know, it's all about power. And it's really tempting to think that we have to respond, you know, on that playing field as well. But I think as Christians, we have a perspective that's bigger than just raw power.
But mighty power nonetheless.
No, see,
absolutely. if we don't plug into that, then we're going to be overwhelmed, because the truth is a powerful force.
Absolutely.
And that's what is against the left, and that's what's being exposed. You know, I thought you were going to talk about, in terms of, you know, reading these stories, what we're not hearing are a lot of good things that are coming out of this.
Yeah.
That gives me a lot of hope.
Absolutely.
Adam. Would you agree? Is that what you're reading too? Okay.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, and that's what I was saying too, is I think that, you know, one of the articles I read said, in the French Revolution, the people who, and they're summarizing, mm-hmm. the people who started the revolution before it was all said and done, you know, they went to the chopping block too. And there are people, I think, even some on the left, that are beginning to realize that, hey, you know what? This thing is out of control. And
yes.
And there are also a number of prominent voices in the black community that are speaking up and raising questions and trying to differentiate between, if I can call it, lowercase Black Lives Matter, which I think we all absolutely agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Black Lives Matter. And the ideology that is, you know, somewhere between Marxism and anarchist, sort of at the heart of the actual organization, if I can make that differentiation.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is, you see, and that's a clear, because even at our church, I had to talk to one of the priests. I don't know if he appreciated my perspective or not, and I was gentle. I mean, I didn't want to, you know, hammer him, but I just said, look, you, in a sense, you're not really understanding Black Lives Matter. You think the Black Lives Matter, you know, you're associating with that portion, that spectrum of Black Lives Matter that are, you know, the white kids, young white kids are carrying signs for, that they don't even understand what's going on. I mean, you know, of course, as you say, you know, all lives matter. I mean, Terry Crews, there's been, you know, prominent musicians and people have spoken out on, you know, the hard left of Black Lives Matter that, you know, Hawk Newsom. Who said, look, at you know what I said, we're going to burn it down. We're going to burn it all down if you don't give us our way. I mean, that is that anarchist part of Black Lives Matter, which I think is quite interesting, because in a TED Talk that Hawk had presented a couple of years ago, if you watched that TED Talk, it was an exact antithesis of what he shared with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
Hmm. Well, yeah, and again, I think I'm a little ways afield, you know, wandering into a political discussion here. Obviously, I'm here to talk about movies, but
right.
I think that for all of us, God has created every person with dignity. We are all created in His image, and so I have to hold to that, because it's easy to, I think it's really easy to get into us and them thinking, you know, and I think that when we get into us and them thinking, it's easy for both sides to objectify, to demonize, to attack the other. And I think as Christians, Christ calls us to a different way of thinking, you know, in terms of how we think about His work in the world and understanding that God is at work in the world and that we are His ambassadors.
Exactly.
To shape, to change, to influence the culture. And so I want to do that with deep humility and with, you know, a sense of reverence and a sense of dependence.
Right.
Even as everything in me, at times I watch the news and I just get angry, you know. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, if I've seen it with my kids, we have to have a conversation about what is it that makes me so upset here. And so, I mean, if there's a transition to media here, man, there's all sorts of opportunity for parents to talk about media, to talk about bias, to talk about how a story is framed. You know, here's the narrative that's being presented. What do we think about that? How do we think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think critical thinking is kind of a lost art right now. It's just
without a doubt. Yeah, we need to re-embrace it. No question. Well, you touched on something a moment ago, and that is, as disciples of Christ, we have to be others thinking. See, Jesus knew what he was here for, and he knew how the story's ending, right? I mean, he knew. He trusted the Father. So here we are, as followers of Christ, we know how it turns out. So it isn't about us. It's thinking of the other. It's others thinking. And this is what God has brought to my attention in the last couple of weeks, to your exact point, because I've struggled with this, to say, God, you know, we get into politics, we get into this thing, and I don't think hammering the other person is the way to do it.
Right.
You know, and what came out loud and clear is this others thinking concept, is that we have to have enough empathy. We have to not forget about enough empathy. We just have to have empathy.
Yeah.
Empathy and put ourselves in that other person's situation and look at it from their perspective. Now, by the same token, God also impressed upon me is that we need to know the difference, because there are fools. There are fools that we contend with, and there's not much you can do for them.
Right.
Well, other than pray for them, but they are foolish. They've purposely have decided, just like there are people, Adam, that have purposely decided that they're not buying into this Jesus thing. They don't need no Jesus.
Right.
You know, okay, well, I'm sorry. There's not a whole lot I can do for you, because what this all comes down to, what you just said, is that this is really a God-sized problem. This is not a Donald Trump problem. This ain't anything.
No.
You know, as I was sharing with my friend Bishop Shines earlier, who pastors two churches, inner city Florida, in Tampa and Orlando, I said, look at, you know, we cannot be looking to, you know, Donald Trump or Nancy Pelosi, and that we are like the children of Israel. We're in Kadesh Barnea, going around in circles, trying to figure out the problem. And the reason God kept them going in circles is, you guys don't got it yet. You guys are knuckleheads. And that's what we've been doing over this racial situation. You know, and our hearts, you know, as much as our capacity could handle, we have, you know, we've tried to do the right thing. We have, you know, we fought a civil war. 600,000 people died in order to free black America. All the investment that we've done, the hope and that. And then you see, along the way, you see a lot of blacks doing really well. You know, you see some that are still, I think that they are, you know, systemically reduced and in a compromise because of welfare and these other, you know, alleged well-meaning programs brought to you by a certain party that wants to continue to oppress that group. But all that to say is that, you know, you're exactly right. Critical thinking needs to understand, come into this. We need to lead with love, lead with empathy. And take advantage right now, like you say, as far as the media is concerned, and these movies that are out there right now, they're loaded with teaching moments. I mean, great opportunities if our heads are on straight, right?
Yeah, you know, my kids sometimes roll their eyes at me because they get tired of me trying to push them toward an active engagement. You know, they were watching one of their shows the other night on the Hallmark Channel. I said, I want you to just think about which of these characters you like.
Mm-hmm.
And which ones that you relate to and why, so that we can talk about it. And so, you know, it's not a passive stance. It's an active stance of, we're going to think about what we're being exposed to, whether it's a really innocent movie or whether it's a very complex news story. You know, there's
exactly
a spectrum, but we're going to take that active stance regardless.
You know, I want you to know something, too, because down the road later on, because this happened with my kids, same thing. Oh, Dad, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? And then years later, I hear, oh, Dad, you know, that was so, I'm so glad you did that.
Well,
that is really, it really helped me, and I know it's going to help me in raising my children as well.
Yep.
And that's the payoff. Sometimes it's decades later before we get the payoff, but in our heart of hearts, we got to know that we're committed to the right thing, right? Bottom line?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bill.
Well, thanks for putting up with me. We didn't talk much about movies, but that's why you need to go to plugin.com and get all the information. Thank you, Adam.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99, or 50 disposable masks only $18.99. from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is